mobile. I'm sitting at home. W2T.
Why is that, Rusty?
Then I don't have to be out there on the road with you.
Not this way much, do you? I'm headed to the Ace Hardware. Had a few screws loose. Leave myself open for a comment there. Oh, me. I put the weed eater together, and one of the screws vibrated out, and I can't find it anywhere. I'll retrace my steps, and it's out there in the yard somewhere, but it has eluded me, so I'm going to go and get another one for it. And then I've got some little bitty nuts that I need to get for the airplane to hold the engine on. It's beginning to vibrate, and I noticed this. It needs to be. The screws are breaking loose, and they need to have nuts on the back of them to hold that engine on there.
It's going to take you up on yourself, leaving yourself wide open like that. Tom probably would, but I'm feeling in a good mood today, so I'm not going to do that and anything. So anyway, good luck in finding that. What you need to do is just get you a big magnet and go walk around the backyard with that magnet low to the ground. You'll pick up all kinds of screws.
If I had a metal detector, I could do that. I was looking for the cable that I accidentally cut that goes to the irrigation system. Oops. And I found all kinds of things in the dirt, but I never found the cable. It's amazing. It's amazing what you can find in the dirt in your yard. I tell you, just a few inches under the surface.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it'll all come back to haunt you one day, you know?
On soda cans and nails and screws and pieces of metal that go to the vinyl siding, and just all kinds of little doodads like that, but I never did. I dug down. I found the 8 inches down, I found the sprinkler system pipe, but I never found I had to have been close. Because it was right around the area where I cut the wire, and I just never could find it. It just totally blew my mind. I dug that whole side of the yard up. it looked pretty bad, but the good thing about Bermuda grass is it comes back. It covered that whole area up. It looks great now, but I dug it up good.
Well, you know, hey, you got to start learning to be careful when you do things like that. Like I said, it'll come back to bite you in the end. And, you know, never know what'll happen. So, got to watch out for things like that. So, anyway, other than going to find a few loose screws, what are you up to today?
I've been watching. I watched Nadal beat Schwartzman or something like that on the Tennis Channel, and I've got a tennis game at a tennis match at 6 this evening, so between now and then I've got to find stuff to do. and this is one of them. So, That's interesting. Okay. So what are you up to?
Just working on some files on my computer. Actually online, really. We're, one of the clubs I belong to, we're doing some work on our online files. And as a secretary, I'm the one that's got to see if I can fix what happened and what went wrong. So I'm gradually working on that, as they say.
Say about that, it's better you than me. That's not my cup of tea. My dad was, he worked for People's National Bank, and he was over the tellers, and, you know, if they ever had trouble balancing, he could always find the problem. And I think he told me, I may be wrong, but I think he told me that if it was an error that you could divide by 7, it was an addition or subtraction error. Other than that, and there were a few other tricks like that he knew, and but anyway, of course they have computers now. When they went to computers, oh me, he just couldn't hang with it. So they had just started MasterCard and plastic money, and so they put him over the MasterCard division.
Like that might have been something of a promotion anyway, you know, instead of just leaving him hanging there. But they at least tried to do something for him so they could keep him on the job, and that's a good thing.
He retired assistant vice president with NCMB, it was then, it's Bank of America now, and and of course, he retired in 88, I believe, and he passed away a couple of years ago, just a few, last month. It's been two years.
Because he was living in a retirement facility over there in Greenville, wasn't he?
At the Woodlands at Furman. He really loved it. Very nice place. They had, of course, he liked to eat. He wasn't overweight or anything, but he did like to eat, and he really liked the food there, and he liked the people. You know, he made some friends, and you know, it worked out really good for him, and I'm glad he was happy there. And I told him when I moved in there, I said, "Dad, if you don't like this," I said, "yeah, we'll move you back home. We'll figure out something else." So I said, "I don't want you to feel like you're stuck here." And but he really wound up really enjoying it.
Well, we've got one of our former members, our barbershop chapter members, who lives over there, has been living there for a number of years. In fact, he's trying to set things up so we can go out and perform for them again, start performing for them again sometime in the month of August, and we're going to go over there. But we've got another one who's trying to get in, and the problem is getting in. They have a nice long waiting list for people to get into the facility, so, and they're held up with the new construction that's over there. It's keeping them from getting things done because they're behind on their new construction, as they say.
CPA, well, as hard as, you know, materials are to find, and if you can find them, you're going to pay a premium for them. I'm not surprised they're behind. It's just the way it's going. Now's not, if you want to build a house, now's not a good time to do it. Because lumber, 2x4s are like over $8 a piece. And the reason I know of this, because the guy that redid our bathroom, he was telling us about how much everything had gone up. And it's basically they've doubled in price because of COVID. And let's see, I think I'm in a bad spot here. Yeah, that's not too bad. Well, anyway, I'm at the Ace Hardware here, so I'm going to jump out a minute and see if they can help me find my loose screw. And I know there's a loose nut behind the wheel here, so I don't think there's anything to do about that, though. But if you're still around, I'll talk to you when I get back. But anyway, good to talk to you, Rusty, and I got to bail out here just for a few minutes. WUTTKB4CPA, clear after yours.
Okay, and that 2x4 you were talking about, I'm sure that was just an old standard 2x4, not one of the treated 2x4s, because the treated 2x4s now are about $17 a piece. So you're not going to get a treated 2x4 for $8. It ain't going to happen. And all stuff. Anyway, David, I'll probably still be around. Catch you later. W2T listening.
Yeah, and I will throw this in. He said they were crooked, too. He said you can't find a straight one. I remember, going buying lumber and, looking for it. You always pick out the straight ones, and he said you can't find one. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute. KB4CPA.